old days when people could be in an airport that weren't going anywhere, and there'd be the people with the cards and the pencil, and they'd hand you the pencil and the card would say, "I am mute, please buy my pencil." Remember that? So after Greg did this class, he hurt my feelings. And then he didn't do it right. He didn't do what we're about to teach you right. And the rage monster played that for everything it was worth. You're not supposed to do that, and you're supposed to do this. And it just pulled the whole thing and swept it into the swirl. And little me's like, this little voice like, I wish I had it written down. I wish I could just give him the mute card. So I made one for you. It's called the ouch card. Now, it's called the ouch card because ouch is one of the words that the brain doesn't have to process. So if in the 10 seconds or 2 minutes that you have between your feelings getting hurt and your throat shutting down, if you could eke out an ouch, that could alert your partner, especially if you've set him up, you know, that something needs to happen. And on the back we have the instructions, and I'm going to go through them with you. Help! My feelings have been hurt and I urgently need rebooting. I really love the computer analogy for this. It works quite well. It's a good metaphor. This is how to recover me quickly and with the least amount of injury to you. It may not make sense, but it works. Thank you in advance for rescuing us both from the rage monster. Please don't touch me until I reach for you. Touching me before then will aggravate and feed the rage monster. Okay, pause here. Don't look at it, okay? You guys, I cannot stress this more. When our feelings have been shut down, touch has the opposite effect that it normally has. Touch normally is what grounds us and nurtures us. When our feelings have been shut down, you touching us feels like a branding iron. It feels like you're burning our skin. Ladies, yes? Yeah, it feels like a burn. It feels like you're burning us. It's horrible. And it just feeds the energy to the rage monster. It has it go even crazier because we're now being hurt physically. It's a very weird thing. I mean, it really feels like you're burning. You might as well just like stick a knife in the flame and then stick it on my skin. That's what it feels like. Weird, huh? What I most need to hear is, quote, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Now, does it say, what I most need to hear is, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, or something like that? It doesn't say that, does it? This is very important. Only these words work. These are the magic words. And if you mess with them, it doesn't work. And I'll say more about that. You have to really mean it or it won't work. You can't just say them. You have to really mean it, and I will tell you about meaning it in a moment. Listen for a deep intake of breath. It's the surge protector restoring power. If I don't breathe deeply, try again. Don't proceed until you get the deep breathing. Okay, so set this down for a second. Don't look at it. So what'll happen is there she is, right? Completely caved in or like this, right? And you say, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. If it connects, she'll go, she can't help it because the lungs are right behind the feelings. And when the power goes back on, it's like an electric, she goes, you know, it's like having the paddles on you, right? So there's just this, if you don't hear the, it didn't work. Do not proceed. really, do not pass go, do not collect $200. If you don't hear the, if she doesn't start to breathe, it didn't work. So you gotta do it again. But you gotta dig deeper. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. You could add an adverb. I'm really sorry I hurt your feelings. I'm so sorry I hurt your feelings. Again, you have to mean it. If you don't mean it, it'll just... We can tell when you don't mean it. We can tell when there's a but. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but if you weren't so sensitive, you wouldn't have your feelings hurt. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but if you weren't being so ridiculous, it never would have happened. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but you really can't blame me for this. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but we hear the but. We have butt detectors. It won't work. The butt won't work. Let it go. One of the things that will get in the way of you being able to reboot a woman and then therefore suffering the ravages of the rage monster is you thinking it mattered whether or not you did something wrong. That's what will prevent you from rebooting a woman is you thinking it mattered, that it matters whether or not you think what you did was wrong. As a man, you will think, I cannot say I'm sorry if I don't think what I did was wrong. I can't say I'm sorry. I wasn't wrong. My boss kept me at work. I had to do my job. If I didn't stay and do my job, stay and do what he asked, I would have lost my job. I had to do it. Why are you beating me up for this? Why am I having to pay for this? What I did wasn't wrong. Any man would have done the same thing. You would have done the same thing. It wasn't wrong. You're dead. The real issue here is whether or not you're willing to do what works instead of what's correct, instead of what's accurate. Are you willing to do what works?